plays we call, there's a progression to each play, but the credit goes to the receivers for running full speed routes. When you run full speed routes, you're going to have a chance to get open. I think because they know we spread the ball around, guys are expecting the ball, and that makes a big difference in how they run their routes.
You ever get any lobbying from them?
What's that? I'm trying to get the ball to those guys, get it in their hands, give them a chance to make plays.
Talking about making plays, Jacob Tammy, anytime he's presented an opportunity, really has made the most of it, it seems.
He certainly has. His role has changed this year. He caught 61 passes last year. Obviously, Julius has played well this year. And, Tammy hasn't had as much playing time, but he's had a great attitude. And when his number has been called, he's come in there and been outstanding and, has a chance to play more down the home stretch here. And real credit to him.
For as much wear and tear as you guys get during the season, this late in the season, there's even more injuries. How difficult is a Thursday game for all of you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge for both teams. And certainly we knew it was on the schedule. And there's a real discipline by each player to get themselves physically ready to play. Getting your rest at the same time, trying to study your opponent, getting ready to play them. But there's no question it's a challenge.
If you had your choice, would you rather not play a Thursday game?
Well, I mean, late in the season, I think certainly the disadvantage is you have an injured player that may or may not have a chance to recover in time, whereas he might possibly play Sunday as opposed to Thursday. I think that is a disadvantage, sure.
Hey, what's the greatest offense that you watched either as a fan or a part of? And do you notice any similarities with this group that you're playing with this?
Yeah, I haven't had time. I can't really think of one that jumps out at me. Certainly, I always enjoyed watching quarterbacks, no matter kind of who was around them. I enjoyed watching certain quarterbacks and the way they competed. And in the middle of the season, especially with coming off a good win Sunday with a Thursday game, it's hard to think about anything else besides just trying to do your job each and every week.
Peyton, as the season winds down, some records are there. The offensive scoring and your touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, the one we're concerned with is our win-loss record. And, it tells you how competitive our division is, that you're still having to, take care of business each week to have a chance to possibly win the division. And that's where our focus is. And our job as an offense is to score points, score more than the opponent. You're playing the Chargers this week. Their offense is hot. Phillip's having a great year. We got to score points. And however we do that, running the ball, throwing the ball, kicking field goals, kicking 64-yard field goals, whatever we have to do, that's our job.
When you're there, when you're right there, do you think about it and maybe go for it? Is
that 49 or? That is not how I've ever approached it before. I remember my second year, whatever, we were playing Cleveland late in the season. We had a touchdown streak going consecutive games and, got down there late, hadn't thrown one, had a pass play called, and they were dropping eight guys and checked to a run and got the touchdown and, the streak ended. And, you don't think twice about it. You got to do your job to get your team into the end zone, whatever that is, and that's how I've always approached it.
How different do the Chargers look from when you saw them this few games ago?
They're playing well. They've gotten a couple guys back from some injuries. Butler, that was his first game back. He's playing really well. And they got Ingram back, who's a great talent. And, there's definitely some changes.
And what if anything, has been a pleasant surprise for you this season on offense?
It's still a week-to-week thing. I mean, certainly, we've had some new players at new positions, and some guys have done a good job playing in new roles, whether it's, Manny Ramirez or Chris Clark and, Julius. We've talked about those guys all season. But we're continuing to work hard each week and, try to continue to develop and eliminate mistakes and, improve on certain things the coaches want us to work on each week.
Are you seeing that growth on a week-to-week basis?
I think we've gotten better in some phases. There's still some areas we need to improve on.
And you guys have overcome a lot of double-digit deficits. I know you look at things and want different scenarios to prepare yourself for the playoffs. You look at that as a positive thing going forward?
Certainly the more situations you can face, I think early in the season to get you ready for games late in the season, I think it's an advantage. I think we'd like not to, be down by double digits, get off to a better start on both sides of the ball, special teams, and that's something, it'd be a good time to start that this week.
Compare notes with Eli at all?
It's a short week. Obviously, it's a lot to prepare for. It's such a short week, so there's plenty to study just on film. Right there when you're watching tape.
Why did you tell your haters to stick it where the sun don't shine?
I don't remember using a plural term. So
your hater.
I don't know. I just we got a game Thursday, so that's old news. We put more emphasis on the division games. That starts with Coach Fox. You know, he's always, I think that's kind of how he's always approached it, you know, when he was in Carolina. And, you know, division games count double. And I think guys have done a good job preparing for division games. This is more of a challenge with the short week. There is familiarity, you know, with players, with schemes, and it does make it tough to prepare. But I think our guys have done a good job preparing for these division games, and doesn't guarantee anything, but it does give you a better chance.
You locker next to Matt Prater. How's he been this week so far in the last game?
It's been, like I said, you guys forget the game was just the other day, so we haven't had a chance to, you know, we were off yesterday, and we're just getting into it right now. But happy for him, unbelievable. Kick by him, NFL record. I think you got to. I think just writing it, just in, you know, a couple of words doesn't quite do it justice, right? That record's been around for a long time. You know, Tom Dempsey and the guys that have tied it. So just a real credit to him. You know, and Colquitt and Brewer. That's really awesome. Something to be a part of.
Thank you.